Your recordings have now started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the IRTP Part D Working Group call on the 11th of August, 2014. Today we have Barbara Knight, Holly Raitt, Graham Bunton, Arthur Zonenberg, Christine Dorain, Angie Graves, and Bartlett Morgan. We have apologies from Paul Diaz and James Bledel. Lars Hoffman, Barry Cobb, Amy Bibbins, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Lars.
Thanks, Terry. So before I go straight back to Holly, just very quickly, does anybody have any updates on their SOIs? That doesn't seem to be the case. So what I suggest we do for the agenda today, since we are fairly thin on participants, is just look briefly at the wording of the additional recommendation that's up on the screen right now, and then maybe go through a few other minor points, how we want to establish consensus. I've got a few suggestions. But before we do that, I hand it back to Holly, who had a point to raise from before the call started. Holly, over to you.
Thanks, Lars. If you can show on the screen the very front, the very beginning of the report.
I think this I've unticked this. So the very top of the report. So this is the cover page.
Okay. I can scroll down. I can do it myself.
Yeah, I unticked it. If you just let us know which page, and then we can all go down.
Okay. Just find it. Look, I tell you what, let's go over the recommendations and I'll go looking for it again, and then I'll be able to point exactly to it, okay? Because I can scroll down on my screen. So maybe go back to where you were and we'll go through that. And meanwhile, I'll find the exact sentence. I was just reading it beforehand and just something caught my attention.
No problem. All right, so here we are on the additional recommendation that James put out to the group last week. I made some changes. It all appears as changes because, as I said, I copied it into this report. So it's a question really at this point whether anybody has any updates to this. The changes I made were Adam suggested to include in the, let me see, the recommendation 18 in bold in the middle of the page. And the second line, it says recommendations are implemented, including ITVD. ICANN, through the GNSO, commit to convene a panel. And when I reread this and went through the records, through the call records of last week, Volker made a point that I was not entirely clear I captured it correctly about the timing. So whether the group intends that this should start the review of whether the ICP does or does not work should start on the day that the final IRTP recommendation, presumably from this group, is implemented, whether there should be a leap period whereby, you know, on the 31st of October, the last one is implemented, and then 6 months later or 12 months later, the review starts, which then in itself will take, obviously, presumably a few months. So I left the wording as it was. I seen Volker just joined the call. Volker, I'm not sure if you can hear me, and I hate to put you on the spot, but I'll do it regardless, or anybody else for that matter.
I think the principle is mainly agreed upon. I just wondered if the wording captured that. Maybe we can just mark this with an annotation of that this is on our understanding of that wording.
The understanding being that it will start the day that the last installation is implemented or with a time lapse of 12 months?
With a time gap of at least 12 months to allow for analysis of the results of this implementation. I mean, if we start the analysis right when it's implemented, there's nothing to analyze yet because it hasn't had any effect yet.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's how I understood it. And we'll leave it as it is. Great. Thanks, Papa. Barry raised his hand. Barry, over to you.
Thank you, Lars. This is Barry for the transcript. I think in general, I do like this recommendation. At a higher level, I'm hopeful that this becomes a more institutionalized as consensus policies are implemented, we're doing kind of a continuous improvement component to ensure that how the policy was implemented met the intent of the consensus recommendation. I think looking at this recommendation 18, this is easily going to be into probably 2017 before such a group or the 12 months is occurs. I think it'll take a while for staff to implement these recommendations. Typically, once the final policy language has been adopted and approved, gone through public comment, policy effective date is established, plus 6 months or so for contracted parties to become compliant with that new consensus policy, then 12 months. So I just wanted to make the group first aware that this is going to be a considerable time frame out before this review and the 12-month cycle happens. Secondarily, the only concern that I have about how this recommendation is structured, and I'm not necessarily looking for an answer here today, but really more for the working group to think about, is the middle section, which highlights the type of data to be collected. I think first, since this recommendation is kind of taking it back up to the entire IRTP and not just the recommendations out of D, I'm not sure that this list is all-inclusive, but where my concern is how does this data get collected and by whom? And, I know that there are one or two things that are in motion with other working groups about how data can be collected from contracted parties, but at this point, it's too early in the stages to know exactly what that's going to look like. So I think my concern here is, how this data gets collected so that we can implement this recommendation. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Is there anybody else who'd like to answer what Barry just said or to react to it? By the way, Arthur, because you're in the Adobe room, if you'd like to speak, you can just add yourself anytime to the queue. So there's just unmute yourself and say what you would like to say.
Hi, Lars. Speaking without raising my hand in the Adobe room because I am unable to connect to that Adobe Connect currently. I pretty much agree with what Barry just said. It is not expected or customary to change something overnight at ICANN. Nobody expects immediate changes, especially not considering that the original IRTP policy has been in effect since 2002 or even before that time. At the same time, it's necessary, I think, to collect sufficient metrics so that we can change or can measure the effectiveness of the policy in general. And to that end, I think more metrics are needed to provide a complete picture once we start measuring and once we start actually gauging the effectiveness of the current policy and seeing whether we can improve upon it. That's it for now.
Thanks, Arthur. Falco, over to you.
Just one question. I've thought about this, and we're not directly making any recommendations what to do with that result. So we are charging ICANN with analyzing, but the result of this analysis, there's nothing really that's nothing triggered by this. So if we find that everything that we've done is for naught and nothing has had any measurable results, well, that's the way it is. That's what the policy has brought. Do we have to? Is there a trigger for a new policy development process? Should the policy that we've made be rolled back? Should it be left as it is? There's nothing that follows from the studies there, and I'm just as food for thought. Do we want something like that, or do we want to leave that to future generations?
Thanks, Volker. I mean, I suppose the policy says at the end, or the recommendation says at the end, the goal is to create a simpler, faster, more secure policy that is more readily understood and more accessible to use for registrants. So I suppose that implicitly means that if the evaluation determines that the policy is not as effective as it was intended to be, a new policy should be developed. But I appreciate that this is not perfectly clear, so maybe we want to think of, I'm happy to rephrase this and say the group thinks that an issue report should be called for if the policy is not effective, then I'm very happy to include that into the wording. Any thoughts, anybody? And I just scrolled down, I'm just going to thank you, onto page 41, the 5.2.7.4 expected impact of recommendation. I drafted this for all the various recommendations for the first time in this report, something we have to go through at some point, obviously. But here, Volker, I pointed out the expected impact of recommendation. The working group expects to see the ICANN board launch a 360 review of the IRCP through the GNSO to examine the policy's operability and efficiency. If necessary, a subsequent issue report and PDP should be launched to either address any shortcomings or even to redesign the policy as a whole. Yes, Holly.
Holly Rage for the transcript. I think that actually answers the question. It basically says, because you will have the data on hand, and I still think we do have to, there is an open question, how do we get it? But if you have the data on hand and it doesn't indicate there's a problem, then in fact you don't have to do anything. I think that what this does is basically say there will be a look at it, and if there's a problem, then you proceed. I just think you've sort of answered the same, that you're the issue that you raised, but you've answered it down here, I think, the way I'd look at it.
Thank you, Holly. Yeah, I mean, sorry, Barry, go ahead.
Hi, this is Barry. I like the wording down here in this last section as well. I think the only other thing we may want to try to do, especially, with keying on the word issue report, is that it's not in the actual recommendation part. So when at some point when we go to draft the resolution statement, that the council will take a look at after they've deliberated on these recommendations in the final report, that part may not wind up in the resolution. So maybe it would be good to try to figure out how to put one or two of those key words in the actual recommendation so that we know that it gets transferred over appropriately.
Okay, very good, Barry. I'll move some of the language upwards under the extra recommendation as well. Very good point. Thank you. Right, anybody else on this particular additional recommendation on the future of the RTT? Barry, I presume there's an old hand that's up.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
If I could say a short word?
Of course, Arthur. Please go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I would, for the purpose of this group, agree with these recommendations or these intentions of where we are going. I would just like to make everybody aware that in the IRTBC and the change of registrant, so change of the registered name holder, not the change of registrar, we now only require a code. We just require an auth info code or similar. In other words, we do not require an FOA there. So without the metrics and even without changing the policy based on scientific evidence, if you will, the logic of the policy now contradicts between processes where registrar transfer is more complicated currently than a change of registered name holder. So perhaps it will not be necessary to review if we would set ourselves the goal of a logical policy, of a consistent and logical policy. At the same time, the impact of such a policy change would be quite high and would draw, you know, considerable objections. So it's a kind of a stalemate that we can only break through by having the metrics and doing the study and doing the review after the effective date, because, you know, we will not have enough consensus for changing the necessity of the FOAs right now.
Thank you, Arthur. Okay. I'm wondering whether we should move on to the next point. Then a hands up, I'll go right ahead. The next point on the agenda is considering the expected impact of the recommendations. So I'm just going to sync the document for just one moment so we're on the same page. So you will see, sorry, just one second. No, it's supposed to go quick. Here we go. Untinked it again. So we're on page 31, and that's the the expected impact of recommendation is a subheading that goes with each of the charter questions, and so the recommendations that go with that. So for some charter questions, it's just one recommendation. For others, it's several, I think up to four. We have six charter questions in total, but we have 18 recommendations. And so the wording I've provided here is a draft that I've taken out of what I understood was the general discussion and the general consensus of the group. It's obviously, as I said, draft wording and open to any amendments and or changes that you see necessary. I've moved you up a little bit because this is, I was already in chatter question 2. This is chatter question 1. The chatter question was about whether reporting requirements for registries and dispute providers should be developed in order to make precedent and trend information available to the community and allow reference to past cases in dispute submissions. As you might remember, the group recommended that yes, this should happen, and there were recommended changes to the TDRP policy to make sure that this becomes a duty to report. To include reporting requirements for the TDRP. So here it just simply says the working group expects to see an improvement in visibility, transparency, and consistency of TDRP outcomes, obviously by making it the requirement to publish any such proceedings. Does anybody get any questions on this or would like to make any amendments or changes at this point? No. I move. These are all very quick, so I would like to talk you through it, and then obviously in your own time you can go back to these and make changes as you see fit on the mailing list until the next call or even the week after. This is the for chatter question 2, which is about on the right hand side you see the categories as well of the Adobe Connect. I'll read it out for those who are not connected. Whether additional provisions should be included in the TDRP and how to handle disputes when multiple transfers have occurred. There's a number of recommendations that the group has made on this issue, related to this issue. An amendment to the TDRP. So that when multiple hops have occurred, the domain is transferred back to the original registrar of record. The extension of the statute of limitations is part of these recommendations for this chatter question, from 6 to 12 months. And also the lock of a domain name when a TDRP is launched is part of this. And so the expected impact of the recommendation has been drafted. The working group expects a reduction in domain hopping and fraudulent transfers. The group also expects more security for registrants to notice fraudulent transfers with sufficient time to alert the registrar to take appropriate action to remedy the situation. If there's no hands, I'll scroll down to chatter question number 3 or C, as it were. So the question C is whether dispute options for registrars should be developed and implemented as part of the policy. You recall that we don't recommend this, but part of the recommendation to this charter question is that we add a number of definitions to the policy that's to be found in the annex. The use cases that are also part of the annex should be dealt with either by Part C, the implementation of IITP Part C, or through future policy procedures and developments. And crucially, the modification to eliminate the first or registry level of the TDRP. The expectation impact of the recommendation reads, the working group expects the development of inter-registrar transfer dispute resolution options, inter-registrant transfer dispute resolution options in combination with the implementation of IITP Part C. The working group also expects more transparent and consistent TDRP rulings through the discontinuation of the registry layer. However, whether this will create a barrier to access must be monitored. The worry that this basically addresses the worry of the group that the monetary impact of removing the registry layer might create a barrier to this. And the working group expects that the user friendliness and consistency of the TDRP and IRTP ought to improve through the addition of the list of definitions that can be found on XF. Still no hands on this one either. The next charter question, whether existing penalties for policy violations are sufficient or if additional provisions of penalties should be added to the policy. The recommendations on this are that we are proposing to create a one-stop user-friendly website on the ICANN site, to which then registrars and also resellers where appropriate would link to, and it would be for ICANN to keep this up to date so that the information that is linked from the registrar is equally up to date because the link would hopefully remain stable. But no additional penalties should be included into the policy, simply because the RAAs have been upgraded over the years. When this charter question was first formulated, I think we were still operating under the RAA 2003. All the different penalties that exist are also annexed to the report. And the expected impact of the recommendation, the working group expects greater visibility and user-friendliness of support and help options, both on the ICANN website and the homepage of ICANN accredited registrars and resellers. And finally, that was still part of the charter question. The penalties are, the recommendations are here on page 38, the working group expects to see a general discontinuation of policy-specific sanctions. As the group pointed out in the report, that policies, violations and sanctions should be dealt with contractually under the RRAs, as is the case at the moment, that there shouldn't be different penalties for different violations across various policies to increase consistency. And then obviously the final set of question F about the need or non-need to eliminate FOAs. The group at the moment is recommending that the FOA is maintained for a variety of reasons, despite some counter-arguments as well. And I've also elaborated more on these than I had previously in the observations. And the impact obviously expects to see the working group. On page 40, the working group expects to see an improved operability of the FOA through a greater variety of transmission options for FOAs. As you remember, we recommend that it should not just be able to be done by email, but also through interactive website and or SMS. So these are basically the expected implications of the recommendations that I've added to the report. Apart from that, the report is reflective of the work that's been done by the group so far. It's obviously based on the initial report. The annexes have all been added to this document. And some of the discussion items on observations have obviously also been elaborated on. So this, I guess, brings us to how to proceed from here. Although James is not on the call, I feel that if we wanted to submit the final report in time for the September meeting of the GNSO Council, I believe our deadline is the 15th of September, so it's still not just quite around the corner, but it is approaching. And I guess what I'd like to get some feedback from you at this point might be how to proceed with consensus calls on the various recommendations and obviously then the report as a whole at the end as well. As I said earlier, we have six charter questions. And we don't have to make the decision on this obviously today. I'm just pointing out, you know, what the issues are, and then we can go back and decide on this obviously next week. But bear in mind, we have 6 charter questions, but we have 18 recommendations, so there's the possibility of doing, I suppose, a quicker way of having a consensus through a doodle poll, I suppose, would be the easiest on each of the charter questions, comprising all of the recommendations that go with that question, or to, that would make it 6 consensus calls that you want, or to split them up into 18 and have one for each of the various recommendations. Then the question is also, you know, what time frame, how long would the group need to go through the recommendations for the last time, speak to their respective stakeholder groups and constituencies, maybe to get feedback there as well before we make the final call. And I believe that is it. Obviously, other than that, there's the annexes, the list of definitions and the use cases. They might need a second going over. I don't know. Again, I think it might be more productive at this point if this was done off the calls as much as possible. Encourage members of the group to use the document that I sent around, and I'm happy to send an updated version following today to the group. Put comments into the group, into the document, I'm sorry, and then send it back. I think it might be easier to use comments rather than track changes, because if I then collate everything, it'll be more clear with comments rather than track changes. And so then next week, when James is back on, we can see how he sees to proceed. As I said, the question of how we're going to consensus call will certainly come up, and you can start thinking about that already. I believe this is it from me for the time being, unless I've overlooked something. Holly has got a hand up, and over to you, Holly.
Yeah, could we go back to the very first page of text on the screen?
Do you have the actual page number by any chance?
One or two.
Sure. Let me just get this.
Okay.
So this is page, this is the cover page, obviously. This is
what,
table of content, executive summary.
Executive summary, yep. Okay.
Sorry, can I just... Holly, very briefly before you start. The executive summary, and I pointed this out as well, there's the recommendation section, 1.3, has not been updated yet. Because I figured the recommendations, they're still the ones that were in the initial report, almost completely copied, and have not been updated since what we discussed is not in there, because I figured that is just a repetition of what we do further down the report, and because there's probably more changes coming along the way, I didn't want to have to update that as I go along and maybe overlook something. And so 1.3 is basically not relevant at the moment. The recommendations as they stand are in 5.2. Let me just scroll down for a second. Here we go. On page 27, this is where they start, and these reflect what we actually discussed. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Right. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, thanks for the explanation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. If there's no hands, I take it as an agreement that you're happy with how things stand at the moment. I presume I can only encourage you to go back and read through the recommendations and also the expected impact, and submit any changes or amendments you might have. Either you can also do it also for Arthur or for anyone else who's got any problem with the adding changes to the document, you know, there's no problem if you just writing the text down and telling me which page and which paragraph it's related to, and I will then insert it into the master copy as it were mentioned, and then send that to the group. There's no problem for that either. Yeah, is there anything else anybody would like to raise at this point? Otherwise, you get more or less 17 minutes of your day back.
Okay, Lars, can I make a short comment? Arthur Zonneberg here.
Go ahead, Arthur.
Hi. So, as you said, we may still have differences of opinion on the various expected impacts. So I'll be sure to include them. I think the current expected impacts are quite positive in their estimations. Well, perhaps it is my Dutch background, but I try to look at these changes as pragmatic as possible and as realistic as possible. And I do not think that these recommendations will have a strong impact right now. But perhaps from studying the entire report, I will change my mind and concur with the rest. I am also seriously considering a minority report on some of these issues, as I think that some of the contributions that have been made to this document, and I have said this before, were made based on subjective experience and personal anecdotes, where I think a more objective summary would present the GNSO Council a more balanced view than what is sometimes, I'm not saying the entire report is, but what is sometimes observed in the wording of the reports. Certain solutions may be favored, and such words are included in the report. I'm not sure if that would present the most balanced view. Other than that, I will submit my specific comments and specific reactions via comments or via email or via track changes. Probably the best would be via comments or email, as the track changes would become messy. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. Yeah, I agree. The track changes can become quite messy, especially if several versions fly about. So definitely do it through comments in the document, or as I said, you can also type it in email body, and then I will implement or insert into the text as you see fit. Arthur, obviously, just very briefly to get back on that, you're obviously free to submit a minority report, and I think it's much appreciated that you're giving the group a heads up. Obviously, if there is there's any wording that you think can and should be changed in order to reflect better what you think was the discussion of the group, and you're also very welcome to add this to this report as it stands, right? So you don't have to feel like there's nothing that can be changed here, and anything that you would like to have changed needs to go into minority report. That's not the case. Having said that, you know, whatever you decide to change or suggest for changes for this report, that's obviously also not take away your right to submit such a minority report alone or with others as well. Is there anybody else who at this point likes to add to the discussion? No? Okay, well, in that case, thank you very much, everybody. You get 13 minutes back after all. I suspect we're back on track next week. James should be back chairing the call. And I can, as I said, just encourage you to go through reports, submit changes as you see fit, and we'll take it from there next week. We have about 4 or 5 meetings until we have to submit the report if we want the GNS Council to consider this in September. Otherwise, it'll be the October meeting, presumably in LA. Thank you very much, and speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Lars.
Carrie, you can end the recording. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Lars. Well done.